The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. The colorful story of Jesus' appearance to two disciples on the road to Emmaus answers the question of how Jesus is to be recognized among us. Here he is revealed through the scriptures and in the breaking of the bread. I begin reading at verse 13. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer and see things, and then enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. And they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scripture to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. His mother told him the same thing every time that he went out. And it didn't matter where he was going, maybe just to hang out with his buddies, or maybe he was going out on a date, or maybe he was going to a party, or maybe he was just going to meet some friends somewhere just to hang out and find something to do. She would always tell him the same thing. "Remember who you are." That's what she would say. "Remember who you are," as he left the door. Now, she wasn't afraid he was going to forget his name or forget who his parents were or where he lived. But she knew that with peer pressure or possibly a dare or maybe in the heat of passion or maybe at some other point where there's more pressure put on and he's away from home, that he would forget what his parents had taught him. He would forget the values that they had instilled in him. He would forget about God. He would forget about everything that he had learned about being a good human being. He would forget who he was. And so his mom always told him, "Remember who you are." Now that would have been good advice to these disciples on this road to Emmaus. They had forgotten who they were. This story takes place on that first Easter day, towards evening. These two disciples, now they were disciples of Jesus, they were followers of Jesus, but they were not a part of that inner 12. There were always other people around Jesus, or most time there were other people around Jesus. Many times I know there's stories where there's just the 12 or maybe just three. Sometimes there's 150, sometimes there's 5,000. Where these two were asked to follow him is not clear. Maybe it was at the time that he fed the 5,000 and they were amazed at what happened. Maybe it was when Jesus was preaching the Sermon on the Mount that they recognized him for who he is. Or maybe it was in the midst of a healing that they saw that miracle and they realized that the hand of God was at work in Jesus Christ. Anyway, they came and they followed Jesus. But here it was that first Easter in the afternoon towards evening. And they were downcast and they were sad. And they were walking away from the rest of the disciples. They were walking towards Emmaus. They were unhappy. They were sad. They were looking back at times past when things were better. Maybe remembering those stories of healing or the feedings or the message that Jesus preached or the things that he taught. They were looking back. One Monday morning, two pastors were out golfing. It was their days off, and they decided to get out and get some fresh air, and so they hit the golf course. About the time they hit the 10th hole, another golfer came up behind them. And this golfer looked pretty sharp. He looked like he knew what he was doing. He came up in state-of-art golf cart. He had more clubs in his bag than either pastor realized that there were golf clubs. He was dressed to the hilt. He looked like a professional golfer. He looked like maybe he was on the pro circuit and just out for some practice on the morning. And he walked up to them and he says, "Do you mind if I play through?" And of course, you know, if he's a pro golfer, they're gonna let him go through, and that maybe they can pick up some tips from him as they watch him. And so he puts the ball on the tee. He selects a club, and he's all business. He looks serious at what he's doing, and he takes his swing, and it looks like it's gonna go a mile straight down the fairway, but instead he slices it. As a matter of fact, he slices it so bad that it hits a tree and it bounces back 10 feet behind Mr. Golf Whiz. And he says, "I don't understand. I was here yesterday and I took a swing and it went 300 yards straight down the fairway. I don't understand. You should have been here yesterday." Rather than facing the reality of what happened to him on that day, he was still looking in the past. He was looking to yesterday. He was looking in the past. And that's what these disciples were doing. Rather than looking at the reality of that first Easter day, because they had heard the reports of the women who had come back from the tomb. They had heard Jesus speak earlier that in 3 days he would rise again. But they had forgotten who they were. They were living in the past. They were living in the glory of yesterday. But as they were walking along, a man came up beside them. And he asked them, "What are y'all talking about? Why are you so sad? Why are you so downcast?" And they were surprised. They asked him, "You haven't heard? Are you the only one in all Jerusalem that hasn't heard the news?" And then so they started getting into a discussion. And they told this man. And this man was Jesus. They just simply didn't recognize him. They told Jesus about the events that had happened to him and why they were so sad. Jesus, in turn, starts to tell them about all the prophecies and scriptures. He opens scriptures up to them so that they can understand. And as they arrive in Emmaus, it looks like Jesus is going on, but they implore him to come and stay with them. Come and eat with us. Come and stay with us. And it was in the midst of that meal that Jesus took bread and he gave thanks. He broke it and he gave it to them. And at that point then, that's when their eyes were opened. That's when they recognized who Jesus was, that they were in his presence. These disciples then went back. They went back to that community. They went back to Jerusalem. And as they were as they went back then, they told the other disciples, the other followers, their own experience. And the disciples themselves also witnessed to them in their experience of how they had seen Jesus behind locked doors. When you go to a movie or a concert or maybe some other event and you buy a ticket, that ticket many times comes in two parts, if you've noticed, and there's a perforation down the middle of it. And when you go into the event then, the attendant or the usher takes your ticket, he rips it in half, and he hands you back part of it and keeps part of it. Now, before that happens, though, if you've ever noticed on that ticket, sometimes those tickets say, invalid if detached. Invalid if detached. For those disciples on the road, they had forgotten who they were. They were downcast. They were sad. They were moving away from the rest of the gathering. They were detaching themselves and they were lost. For us too, I think that's very important for us to remember too, is when we detach ourselves from this body of Christ, when we think that we don't need to gather together, we think God is everywhere. I can meet God under a tree. I can meet God on the golf course. I can meet God in a fishing boat. But we're missing something. Because when we're detached, we can't help contribute. We can't help be a part. We can't come together. It's very interesting here in this gospel lesson that's where the disciples see Jesus. They see him in the scriptures, as Jesus teaches them, and he sees them in the breaking of the bread. And that is why we come together for worship, to hear the scriptures, to talk about scriptures, to sing the scriptures, to pray about God's word. But we also come together for the breaking of the bread. This is my body. This is my blood, Jesus tells us. We come together as one another. And when we detach ourselves, that part of us is missing. It makes it that much less for the singing of the hymns or the praying of the prayers or in the responses to the liturgy or in the sharing of the word. We are less when people detach themselves. And so Jesus calls us. He calls us together. He gathers us around his table. He gathers us around his word. And he says to us, remember who you are. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.